Some people think they're cute while others may think they're creepy. Why you shouldn't consider keeping a bat for a pet. Rob Myers with the Organization for Bat Conservation would like to introduce Camilla, the 22-year-old bat.
It's almost 2 feet from toes to the top of the head. It hangs upside down. Large eyes. We call it a flying fox because they have a dog-like or a fox-like face.
He says Camilla doesn't like strangers. He would know her best because he's worked with Camilla for 17 years.
She knows me, so if I reach in, she just crawls right onto my arm and kind of walk around.
Although the bat is familiar with him, it's not domesticated. So before you go getting any ideas about having one for yourself, you probably need to know this.
It is illegal to have them as pets. The reason why the Organization for Bat Conservation has these animals is that they're injured or orphaned or elderly.
He says Camilla is an educational animal and travels around the country with him for educational programming. Bats do play an important role in agriculture. They can keep crop-destroying pests under control in our gardens and on the farm, and they're also great pollinators, too. Unfortunately, bat populations have seen a big decline in the past few decades. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.